Hello, my name is Stella Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Reid Tretlin, Account Manager with Practice Ignition. Reid, how are you today? And can you also share a little bit about yourself and your company?
Yeah, thanks, Stella. I'm doing well. It's a busy day as always, but I think that's to be expected when you work in a tech company. As you mentioned, I'm an Account Manager with Practice Ignition. And I get the pleasure of working with CPAs across Canada and the US, helping them use cloud technology, including PI, just to help them improve the way that they're managing and working with their clients and just hopefully find some improvements with their productivity and just kind of streamlining their processes with some of the new cloud tech that we have available today.
Well, that is relevant in. We're so focused on cloud technology and how quickly we've all been transported into adapting to using it. And that really comes to play as we're looking at our digital CPA conference that's coming up. So I'd like to share a little bit of background about that. It's a knowledge learning setting, and it brings together the support and change management of multitude of people from, you know, the presenters and your peers, colleagues that you have worked with in the cloud technology area, and we're looking at the acceleration of time that is taking place. Most importantly, those presenters bring their knowledge and experience and provide insights into what's next now. So the conference learning opportunities focus on driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. The Digital CPA Conference brings together those people in the profession, as I mentioned, and we share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. Reid, would you please share how Practice Ignition would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that maybe haven't heard of Practice Ignition before, our app company, our tech company, was started by an accountant who is trying to solve two problems. And the first problem was finding a better way to engage his clients using a word processor and creating a contract or creating an engagement letter, editing it, printing it out, scanning it, sending it to the client, having them sign it, or print it, sign it, scan it, send it back. It was a really labor intensive process. So he wanted to find, a better, simpler, kind of digital cloud-based way to do that. And the other problem he had was getting paid. So, and this is, I think, a challenge that not just CPAs face, but, entrepreneurs of all types. And so what he wanted to do with Practice Ignition is find a solution to solve both of those problems in a simple and easy way. And that's really the core of what our application does, is it helps streamline and automate that engagement process. So if you've got a single client that you need to create a proposal and engagement letter for, you can do that. Or if you've got 5,000 clients that you need to create them for, we can do that as well. So that's kind of the first thing it does. What we're seeing now is CPAs historically used to, do the work, track that time, put it into an invoice and send it out to get paid. But the challenge with that, of course, is that you've now done all the work ahead of time and you're waiting to get paid. So you've had all this expense that you've incurred and you haven't gotten any revenue yet. But also, bless their hearts, some clients, don't really pay very quickly or take time to pay. So you've got accounts receivable and issues with that. So that was the second major kind of part of what we were trying to solve is, can we set it up so that when the client signs their engagement letter, we collect their payment information so that the CPA now is in control and kind of empowered to collect the fees when they're due without having to wait on the client?
Mm-hmm. So that solution-based software sounds like it is very manageable for the CPA firm to use.
Yeah, so I think it's like all... all new things and all new change. Our software is much like many other tools where when you first start using it, there's a little bit of kind of training and education that you might need to do. And we fully support you in that. But what's really cool, what's really exciting for me as someone that works on the software side of things is seeing what, innovative and forward-thinking CPAs are doing, not only in Canada and US, but really around the world. Because one of the other things that you can do with Praxis Ignition as a cloud-based software tool is you can connect it to the rest of the systems and processes that you use in your firm to really kind of empower the automation and streamlining of your operations. So one of the examples would be, you know, connecting to Xero or QuickBooks Online to automate your invoicing. We also hook up to accountant-specific workflow apps like Carbon and Xero Practice Manager. So the great thing now is that because cloud technology inherently has the ability to connect with other cloud technology, you can kind of build a very efficient, a very kind of CPA-specific technology stack that does everything you need it to do and doesn't have the bloat or the cost or the overhead of, you know, desktop applications or servers and all that kind of legacy technology that we used to use in the past.
Well, that makes sense. And that's a perfect lead in to my next question for you in regards to your perspective on introducing emerging technologies for the profession and optimizing clients' experience with cloud apps and automation. So you started down that road. Can you expand on that for me, please?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I think kind of the first part of that question or statement as far as like emerging technology and introducing that to the profession, what we do with a Praxis Ignition is everyone that we work with here gets an account manager and a customer success manager. And what we do is we try and work with the individual CPAs to not just, you know, teach them how to use our app or teach them, you know, how to click a button kind of on a screen, but really think about technology as a whole in their practice and understand what are some of the processes, what are some of the things they're doing that computers could do for them or that technology is really good at doing, and making sure that we just kind of deploy the technology in a way that we're letting computers do the things that they're good at, which is, you know, administrative tasks and repetitive tasks, so that the CPAs can spend, you know, more time having meaningful relationships with their clients and, you know, either growing or scaling their business, or finding better profitability, all those kind of activities that I think a lot of CPAs help their clients do, but don't necessarily have enough time or have the ability to do that themselves because they're so busy working with their clients.
So it sounds very consultative to me. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's a good word. I guess, you know, in the second part of that question or statement around, you know, the client experience, the neat thing with technology, especially for a CPA right now, is there's kind of two big opportunities for them to win. So the first thing is kind of what we've already talked about, which is as a CPA, looking at your own practice, looking at your own business and thinking about how do I use technology internally for myself and my own uses? And that's a good place to start because it allows you to learn the different technology tools kind of inside and out and have, you know, your own hands-on experience. But the other thing that's super exciting from a consulting standpoint is I've been working with a number of CPAs that once they start using cloud technology, they develop an expertise in that domain. And then they can actually provide that expertise as a service to their clients. So for example, if you are an entrepreneur that starts a microbrewery, your CPA can not only have experience in, you know, the accounting functions of having a, you know, a brewing startup company, but they also know exactly what apps they need to plug into Xero, QuickBooks Online, so that all of the technology you use as an entrepreneur is kind of set up and managed and implemented with your CPA, which is really, really cool because at that point, not only are you an expert in the accounting profession, but you also have a technology expertise, which is something that's tremendously valuable for your clients.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a digital CPA plus. I can definitely see that our community would be interested in learning more about Praxis Ignition.
Yeah, we would love to. We, you know, in pre-2020 times, we spend a lot of time going to lots of different events and trying to connect with CPAs really around the world to understand, you know, what challenges are they facing and how can we not only use Praxis Ignition to improve the client experience and give their clients a great, you know, first impression with that cloud technology, but also just look at their practice as a whole and trying to figure out what can we do as a technology company to help improve the way a CPA, you know, does business with their clients, because that's really the mission kind of at the end of the day for PI. We're not necessarily just trying to use technology because it's fun and interesting and we think it's cool to be on the cloud. We're really trying to look at how a CPA builds and grows relationships with their clients and using technology to make that a better experience for everyone.
Do you have any other thoughts that you would like to share?
I guess maybe just trying to, in summary, or to kind of a final thought to part with is just personally what I've seen happen with CPAs across Canada and the US in the last few years is a real kind of like a wave, I guess, of excitement and kind of innovation that's happening. So I think what I would say is, if you're a CPA and you're listening to the podcast and you're wondering, you know, how do I get started, or I'm not really sure where to go first, just know that like any other change in your business, you know, these things aren't going to get, you know, implemented in a day and kind of solved overnight. But what's really cool is for CPAs that are willing to kind of lean in and put a bit of work into it, there's just a huge opportunity in the marketplace right now to leverage technology to, again, differentiate your practice, provide a better client experience, maybe even provide new and additional services to your clients. So if you haven't already done so, or you're not sure where to start, know that it's never the wrong time to take the first step. And also reach out to any of us at Practice Ignition if you have any questions or want to talk to other CPAs that have already maybe done that in their practice. We'd be happy to connect you.
Reid, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and insight.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on the podcast.